Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And we have on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, Phil Rogers, national baseball writer who works for Forbes and is a very busy man this time of year because the games are underway, Phil, and they are everywhere. How you doing?
Hi, Phil.
I'm doing great. Hi, guys.
Hey, Phil, I know you've covered the Cubs for many years around that scene there, and they're off to a 1-5 start. And Kevin just mentioned you've been around baseball a long time, and a lot of us have, but how much stock do you put into that 1-5 start for the Cubs and the Panicsville that's going on among Cub Nation, I guess?
Well, I mean, you never read too much into the first week of the season, sometimes not even the first month of the season. I mean, it is true, although boring, that you really don't get a great look at all of a team's strengths and weaknesses until about Memorial Day. It takes a while in baseball. The way I've always tried to look at it, it takes 10 baseball games to equal one NFL game. So when you get to the 20-game mark, it'd be the equivalent of what you've learned from an NFL team when it's 1-1 or 2-0 or 0-2. It takes a long time in baseball. But, that said, this is the Cubs made a point in spring training, getting off to a better start. And the way they've lost has been very unsettling. That their bullpen, which I got to admit, you remember a team's bullpen's failures much longer than you do their successes. Last year, the Cubs actually had the best bullpen ERA in the National League. I'm pretty sure you could win a lot of bar bets on that factoid. But their bullpen has been a complete disaster and a meltdown. And you look at the personnel, and it's not really clear who's going to step up to turn it around. So I think the bullpen has emerged as a legitimate long-term concern. Beyond that, I don't know what else we've really learned.
Yeah, they had the 6 errors, which is really unheard of on Monday night. It just seems like they've come up a little out of whack out of the gates here. And I heard the John Lester say the other day that they put too much pressure on themselves by getting out to a quick start. How much do you buy into that?
I think that's rhetoric. You hear a lot of rhetoric to try to explain things that happen. There's a lot of randomness in baseball, and people try to explain it. You want an explanation, and there isn't always one. I don't buy the put a lot of pressure on. And even if they did, this is a veteran team. I mean, that's sort of the kind of thing you might say about an inexperienced type team. But this team should not be bothered. And when you saw how they ended last year, which again makes it you scratch your head that they had the best bullpen, because they were really running on fumes in September, and really had nothing in that last week when they wound up one win short of winning the division, which forced them into that game 163 against the Brewers, which forced them into the wild card game against the Rockies. This is a team that should be really, really ready for. These guys know what they're doing. There's, the pressure thing, I don't buy that at all.
Phil, there's an interesting dynamic happening in the game that's been kind of brewing for a couple of off seasons. There have been these two glacial, I keep going back to that word, free agency off seasons where there was no movement at all. And this time around, the big contracts weren't signed until really spring training was underway. And in this, with labor strife kind of on the horizon, owners are just sending out money for extensions. What do you make of extension fest, guys like Bogarts and Acuna that are getting these extensions at the start of a season right now?
Well, I mean, across the board, most of those are team-friendly. I think we're seeing players that are concerned that they'll get to free agency and get stuck out there, in one of these really long, protracted searches for the next job. And I think players have become more open to suspensions. I remember talking to Mike Rizzo, the Nationals GM, and I don't think we were talking about Harper. Maybe Ian Desmond, I'm not exactly sure which one of his players, but 4 or 5 years ago, talking to him about extensions, and he's like, man, it is really hard, almost impossible to get a player to sign an extension. And that dynamic has flipped on its head, and now there's a line at the GM's office. We saw the Cubs' backup infielder, David Bodie, went to the Cubs and basically said, look, you know, I want some security. And he came out with a contract that guarantees him only, I think, $15 million total. And it includes two option years that are free agent years. So he could be, that's not in the $15 million. Those are probably at $10 or $12 million each. But he gave away a lot of earnings potential for that security, including his first two free agent years. And I just think that just goes to show the insecurity and uncertainty that players are feeling. And, you know, the union is going to, really, really feel under pressure from its members to try to do something to turn it around. I don't know what the union can do to turn that dynamic around. To me, much smarter, tougher with business. But, you know, the thing that does alarm me, revenue, the percentage of revenue that goes to salaries is down. And, you know, that could really drive an ugly labor war when this contract runs out. Luckily, not for a few years yet.
Bill, who's going to push the panic button and eventually give Craig Kimbrell what he wants, or is it going to be the other way? Will Kimbrell look and maybe settle for that one-year deal somewhere?
That's a great question. You know, I think the Cubs were worried about the Brewers stepping up and doing that to add to what's already a strength. And it's clear that Kimbrell didn't back off his contract demands, and that was beyond what the Brewers ownership was willing to do. The Cubs could sure use him. You know, I can't think of another team that could use Kimbrell more than the Cubs. I think they could afford to do it. You know, one thing I would like to know for sure, and I don't think this is the case, but I'd like to know for sure that Kimbrell is healthy. You know, as this guy is really, really good. How about this stat? He has more career saves than he has hits allowed.
Oh,
think
man.
About that.
Mm-hmm.
And Mariano Rivera, the best reliever ever, gave up 1.5 hits per save. And Kimbrell gives up less than one. I mean, this guy is really, really good. Too good to be sitting out. So I do kind of wonder if there's something in his medicals that scares teams off, along with his big demands. You know, because I think especially the big payroll teams, I think you find a way to fit him in there, but nobody has.
Yeah, you know, I read somewhere that Phil, maybe his velocity, location may not where it once was. I don't know. He looked pretty tough to me in the World Series last year.
He was down 1 mile an hour last year on his fastball.
Oh, that's
it was down, and he walked 5 per 9 innings, which he had done in 2016, but the year in between 2017, he walked less than 2 per 9 innings. I would say his control comes and goes, but he's able to pitch around walks because his stuff is so devastating, you know, and it's not about the velocity. It's about the movement, and the pitch sequencing. And, you know, he is really, really good. I think he's the best closer in the game by far. And it's odd to me that nobody has gone out and signed him, because I think he makes any team he would sign with a whole lot better.
Now, the Brewers are off to a 6-1 start. What do you see in them that they have to tune up, if anything, to get on a championship level?
Boy, I got nothing for you. You know, I mean, I'm like everybody else. The usage of Hader worries me a little bit. The Knebel injury and absence is going to be an issue. Maybe they're going to have to go out and add some bullpen depth. But, you know, maybe they get it internally. They will be better when Jeffress. especially that the like first six guys in that lineup are that's about as good as any top six anywhere. I mean, that the one day in I think it was January of 18 when they added Kane and Yelich that one day, that's as much as any team that I can think of ever improved in one day, and it was the right team because they already had the core there for those guys to support. So, you know, I don't really see issues ahead. I think they're a legitimate front running team in a division, and you know, maybe over time, maybe they will need some bullpen depth to replace what they lost in Knebel and to keep them from wearing out Josh Hader. But, you know, I like everything about them.
Phil, we appreciate the time. Thanks for taking that time. Lots to cover and do this weekend, so we'll let you get to it. But appreciate it.
Thanks, Phil.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Phil Bye-bye. Rogers from Forbes, a national baseball writer who's joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Longtime writer with the Chicago Tribune, covered the Packers, covered the Cubs, covered the White Sox, covered a lot of teams down there. Phil Rogers, a good award-winning columnist, getting him on the show today. This series with the Cubs, Cubs off to a 1-5 start, but they have Jose Quintana, who's struggling, on the hill tonight.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens there. And Phil did a great job helping set that up.
Did
for
you
us
screw
there.
Something up there
on the Great Midwest Bank? I was trying to play volleyball to Horvy. I was like, joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Oh. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.